This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Yeah, what's up, shitheads? It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy, your number one fuck boy, your number one cuck boy. Please fuck my wife in a motel in front of me. Johnny G, John Gabris, I announce myself. Sad to say, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris, will not be joining me because he did not want to fly to Canada. Something about hockey. Guys, it's late. Let's fucking... I already want to wrap up, so I could only imagine how you guys are feeling. But enough about... Let's get my guests out here. I got a fucking hell of a lineup. Are you guys ready to meet my fucking guests? Yeah! All right, from the Great Debates podcast, Dave King! Wherever you want to sit, sir.
Hey, sorry. What's up?
From Weird Adults podcast, Esther Brovetsky! Performing at Chuckles. That can't be right. Crackers. Oh, wow. Performing at Crackers September 14th through 16th. Put your hands together for Annie Letterman. And you might know him if you're here from the If I Were You podcast, Amir Blumenstein. Ooh. Close. How do you say your last name? It's so ethnic.
It doesn't matter.
It does to me. Here, we got this. It's all sorted out. Amir, Dave, I'm upset that your guys' midriffs aren't showing. Esther's is now. Mine always acts, even in a button down. That's why you got to wear a tucked in shirt to hide the gunt, you know?
Is gunt an acronym?
No, it's half gut, half cunt.
I see.
I like fupa.
The fupa.
Fat upper pussy area.
Guys, this is great setup for what we're talking about tonight, because...
Which is fat pussies.
Hey. All right, let's just start the first slide.
Oh, my God.
We just, like, look at 20 pussies and go, thank you.
We're just going to rate pussies on a scale of 1 to 10. How fat are they? We're going to go through
some slides.
From a scale
of skinny little
better.
Pussy.
Fat's better.
Fat is always better when it comes to pussies. Am I right?
No.
Am I right,
really.
Mom? Who flew to Montreal to see her son perform? Just kidding. I get absolutely no support from my family. You know who's a dentist now? I don't give a fuck. I'm on TV. That argument doesn't work anymore, as I'm not on TV all too much. I'm on the internet podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about a serious issue today. But hopefully not in a very serious way. We will not make light of it whatsoever. But we're going to talk about bullying. Because I feel like, I'm guessing based on the way you all look, you guys were all bullied at some point.
Fuck yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Where are you from, Dave?
I'm from outside Boston.
Awful place to be.
Oh, so shitty, dude. What a loser.
Yeah. Amir, you're from Cali.
Yeah, technically also outside of Boston.
I guess we're all technically outside of Boston, unless you live in Boston, unless you're in the town.
That's right. That's
I watched right. The town today.
What's going on over here?
I'm in the arms of my bully.
She has Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
We did not ask Annie to dress like a bully from a Disney show. She chose to do that herself.
Thank you
Set
for calling
off.
Me young. I appreciate it.
You might know her as Channing Tatum's dance partner from
They don't
Step
know Channing
Up.
Tatum.
They don't know Channing Tatum?
Why? Oh, I was thinking of someone else.
I think everyone knows Channing Tatum. If my mom knows them, they count as a celebrity. Okay. Esther, where are you from?
I grew up in the Chicago suburbs.
Okay. So these are all major cities. Great place to get bullied.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm from Philly.
God. Jesus Christ. Arguably.
The bullying capital, the horrible person capital of the world.
The only place where a 9-year-old girl can get hit with a battery in a sock at an Eagles game.
Well,
she was being a fucking cunt, all right? And her dad was telling her, and she wasn't stopping.
We're going to set the record for the amount of times cunt has been said in this theater.
Yeah.
And it used to host British comedy acts, so we're fucking killing
it. Well, that's what I was called by my number one bully, my dad.
Well, now the midriff showing makes sense.
Yeah. I'm trying to fuck my dad.
Not what I was
No, going. This was the shirt I was wearing when my dad first bullied me. So I held on to it. My body grew, but the shirt didn't.
Philly, you were saying famously is where the guy puked on a girl, right?
Well, that too. I was going to say famously is where Santa Claus got bullied.
Yeah, they booed him.
Yeah, that fucking piece of shit.
Now, fat Amir, fuck Santa Claus.
Amir, a Santa Claus is in the... How do I explain this?
He brings joy. It's a joy.
See,
I'll
you
never
get
know.
Like you get like a gift every night for 8 nights.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Hanukkah Harry, but like the Christian alternative.
Yeah, he's
like, but it's not always like socks with your name on it,
I would
or like
that.
A notepad with your name on it.
It's not always deposits into your college savings account.
I can explain. Hashem
v'yashah. Oh, yeah. Oh, tada, tada, ken, tada.
Wait, Dave, you told me you were not Jewish.
I am no longer Jewish.
For the sake of dating.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually bullied for not being Jewish.
What is it?
Yeah.
Because I'm from Long Island. I went to an all-black school, all-black and Hispanic school until I was like 13. So I was just bullied for being there.
Right.
And then I went to an all-white school after that, and then I was bullied for not being... Like, everyone in Long Island was my town was Jewish.
Yeah.
And everyone was having bar mitzvahs and talking about that stuff, and I never felt more excluded.
My brother and I...
Oh, sorry. But did they actually bully? I can't imagine Jews bullying.
Yeah, they threw Manischewitz in his face. No. They called him a goy. Yeah. It was crazy.
They're like, good luck signing with UTA. I didn't even know what they meant.
They're like, you're not a chosen one. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood too, and my brother and I have a twin brother, and we for our 13th birthday, my mom, because we, you know, we're going to all these bar mitzvahs, my mom was like, we'll just throw you like a big party, and there was like a protest against us. They couldn't believe we were trying to steal their thunder.
Well, that's cultural appropriation.
Yeah. Also, I remember going to a bar mitzvah or to a bat mitzvah, and I wore like a pantsuit. And all of my Jewish friends were mad at me. They said it was disrespectful, and they all told everyone I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. But it was a fucking sick pantsuit. I thought there was going to be a female
person. Did you end up getting bullied? You were a 13-year-old girl wearing pantsuits.
I was eating girls out at a very young age.
Are girls worse bullies than guys?
No.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Wow. Hi. Jesus, is that a tear?
No, John, no, they're not.
No, because I feel like female bullies don't like, there's no like violence.
It's not real open bullying, violence. If I can stereotype, right?
I bullied boys for sure. I never bullied girls. Well, I'm remembering something. There was a girl at my Quaker youth retreat. So I was brought up Quaker. We're pacifists. We don't believe in violence, but oops. There was a girl named Annie Cox. If anyone can find her, I would like to send her a present because I remember sitting in Quaker meeting. You sit in silence, and when you feel moved to speak, like God speaking through you, you stand up and say something. So we're all sitting in silence, and you just heard, like, I took a thumbtack. I don't know why I thought this would be funny, and I popped her Nike air bubble on her shoe. Oh. It's the meanest thing I've ever done in my life. It's literally, I'll cry thinking about it. Oh. And you could hear the of it like sinking, and she was like, why would you do that? And I was like, I don't know.
She
and
lost her tennis scholarship when she blew her ankle
Yeah,
out.
She blew her ankle up that day.
It's like a butterfly effect. She's then fucking shot up a school.
She's not on Facebook, and I can only imagine it's because of me.
Yeah, can we talk about school shootings ruining bullying?
Totally. I can't even wear a trench coat anymore.
You can't bully anyone because they might kill you. This sucks.
Well, just the metal detectors are such a bummer. You know, your nipple rings go off. It's like so annoying. Just let me in school, motherfucker. I thought you'd laugh and you didn't. I'm just going to keep talking until something happens.
We know. Were you guys bullied? I showed up to my first day of sixth grade when I went to the switched from the moved to the all-white school. I showed up for my first day of sixth grade in what I thought was like the perfect outfit. I had on black sweatpants and a gray crew neck sweatshirt with
and a Jews
paint.
Go home t-shirt.
I went to school ties.
They said it was like no black people allowed.
That's why my dad wanted me to go there. No, and I had a big puff paint yin-yang on it that my aunt made in crafting. And I was into martial arts, so I was like, the yin-yang is cool. And I showed up to the... And then I realized that I wasn't even getting bullied for my style or anything at the all-black school. I was just getting bullied because I was a white kid. And I was just like, Right. And it wasn't even like bad bullying. It was more just like, shut the fuck up, John, you know? But then when I went to this school, they were like, people noticed my style and I stood out even more.
The Jews noticed your style.
The Jews noticed my, and there were some goy, some awful goy as well.
Disgusting.
And it was hard. And I didn't have jeans for like a full year. And that was like a huge to do. Like I begged my parents to buy me jeans.
You just had sweatpants?
I just had sweatpants or
so
bike
your little
shorts.
Six,
or
your
like
little sixth grade dick was like showing in the sweatpants?
Oh, yeah. I still have that little
a
sixth
bulge?
Grade dick. I didn't know I was done growing.
Stop
there.
Hitting on me. You're married. You know I'm into that.
How many times do you have to remind me?
Sixth graders.
Was there a brand, I'm curious, was there a brand of jeans that you were like, I gotta have those that were like the cool jeans?
I needed Jenkos. Jenkos were the coolest jeans. Because this is, we're talking 94. So the wider your pant leg is at the bottom, the better off you're gonna be.
No, that sounds very cool.
I had a boyfriend with Jenko jeans. You guys know what those are, right? Like the giant raver jeans that he's talking about. I had a boyfriend who left them at my house when we were in high school. And then I went away to college. Years later, I come back and my mom was cleaning the house wearing the Jenkos. It's the most humiliating thing that's ever happened. And like her big mom ass, so they were high waisted for her because they were over her mom ass. And they were belling out. And then they came to like here. True nightmare. That felt like bullying to me.
I remember just being in love with girls who had on skin tight, like camis, huge Jenko jeans, and a choker and like a lollipop ring, you know? And I was like, oh man, I love you, Kate Harbalek.
Doing like the liquid dance or the ball. Remember that?
Yeah, you blow the ball up in your hand and then like kind of move it around and roll it down your shoulders.
That's what my dad told me. I'm talking about trick.
Amir, were you bullied? Or
I had a weird situation because I went to like a private Jewish school, so I was considered cool there. Imagine a world so topsy-turvy. Where
it's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Right. Where I'm the bully for some reason, and like the cool kids were smart and the bullies were kind of losers. So like I think my parents sheltered me enough that I was minimally bullied. So like occasionally I was called gay, which is, you know, fine.
Well,
but that's just you are gay, right?
What's that?
You are gay, no?
Yeah, but still. So it didn't register to me.
I'm still not out. I didn't even told myself or anyone. It was the night, like we grew up in like the 90s, late 80s, 90s, where gay, you were just called gay. My last name has the word gay and the word bris in it. And when I moved, I got annihilated for being gay until I moved to the Jewish town. Then they learned what the back half of my name meant and really dug in.
That's chop choppy. You guys know about it?
You know what a bris
it's
is?
It's when they chop it and then the rabbi sucks the dick and you get herpes.
Yeah, that's based on your level of deli here, I'm assuming you guys have some good Jews in Montreal. My football coach, who is also a history teacher, called me gay boy for 4 years of high school.
During
that
history?
Was my nickname.
During
that's
history,
so long
during
island.
Class, I would raise my hand and be like, gay boy. I'd be like, okay. I was also in the first gay straight alliance club, so I was not doing myself any favors.
I'm not sure either that you're wearing right now, but if you're listening to this, trust.
Trust it's me when I say my shirt should have once fit me, but although I bought it recently, which is sad. Esther, what about you? Were you, because I could see you also potentially being a mean girl.
Yeah, I think I was like half and half. I mean... There was like a sleepover incident where we gave a girl a laxative, and then, but that's like, whatever.
You are bad.
But then also.
She died. She died of dehydration. You maybe heard about it
then
in the news.
Then we hid all the water and juice boxes from her.
They changed sleepover rules after that.
And I was bullied, though, like in junior high, I was bullied. I remember I was at the pool and I took off my like cover up and I was in my bikini, and the older girls were like, whispering. I didn't know she was so fat, and it was like kind of sad, but
if you remember the one time you were bullied, that's pretty good.
Also, it was just girls whispering. It wasn't even directed at
but
you
that,
and you're at a pool.
They
like
wanted,
this sounds amazing.
They wanted me.
I wish girls would whisper about me at a pool.
I was at the country club
like a Corona
I
commercial.
Took off my wrap. The fuck.
It was county swimming champions. Yeah. I just won the gold.
And they saw my tits and ass, and they're like, "Oh, she looks good." No.
And they're like, "She's so hot. Fuck her."
Guys, fuck her.
Fuck her. She's so hot.
But also, I feel like as a comedian, I get bullied a lot. Especially, I'm looking at you, Annie. And but I think that's just like being a comedian. That's what comedians do to each other. Is they're mean to each other. And
you bust balls.
I'm often just sitting there, like,
dude. If you want to know what it's like to be a comedian,
she does that. She acts like a little victim. She goes, "Oh, it's always done to me." She's such an evil person.
I know.
Yeah, she's like a bait, a bully bait. She's like, "Oh no, you're bullying me," and then you look like an asshole, and she wins somehow.
That's not true. You make fun of me a lot. Whenever I see you, I know I'm going to get made fun of.
What did I do? What have I made fun of you for? I think I just told you how amazing you were all day. Did I not? On a plane, just tell you how great you are?
We were just on a five-hour flight, and Annie talked the entire time. And I have a migraine now.
My jaw hurts. I seriously have TMJ from talking too much. And maybe sucking dick. But anyway, so... can we just tell the story really fast?
Yeah, of course. It's not going to try
topic.
To stop you.
Yeah, you gotta,
okay,
you
so we get on the plane and we sit down, and it's going to be a five-hour flight, and in front of us is like a maybe 50-year-old man.
I also desperately switched my seat with like a combination of people just so I could be in a middle seat next to
Annie.
And
then when we sat down, she goes, "It's weird that I didn't try to sit next to my boyfriend at all." She sent him to the back of the plane.
That's me, incidentally. I'm her boyfriend. No joke.
You can tell the chemistry is alive.
It's ripe. It is ripe. You could just pluck that chemistry. But so we sit down, and immediately there's a poopy diaper. And so... And it's like,
first she's like, "Did you fart?" And I'm like, "No." She's like, "I know you did." I'm like, "No, I didn't. I would tell you. I'm that kind of person."
And then so there's a baby two rows in front of us. And then there's like a woman and her like 7-year-old kid and like a guy who's like 50 in front of me. And so I'm like screaming, like, at one point, it's been 5 minutes and it's a shit diaper, okay? This is the beginning of the flight
smell.
To another country.
She's saying there's this horrible smell.
It's a shit diaper. There's no question. So I go like, "Change your baby." We start kind of like yelling, just "change your baby." And no one's doing anything. And then I'm seeing the woman in the middle seat in front of us. She's covering her nose. And I'm like, so she gets it, right?
We are 5 minutes into a five-hour
flight.
It's
a panic situation.
Are you dressed like this?
Yes.
Bullying moms. Take care of your daughter.
No, it's like your kid. It was like I was worried about the kid's asshole. It's like the kid's going to get a fucking diaper rash. Like, this is crazy. It's just sitting in its defecate. So then... I'm yelling and they're not reacting and I'm going, this is weird. Like, maybe it's not the kid. And then I'm like, could it be the guy in front of
me? I think I was like, there's a really old man right in front of you.
He wasn't that old.
No, he was like 90.
You're such a liar.
He was so old.
I think you see gray hair and you just go to 90.
A 90-year-old man flying by himself is the saddest thing ever.
But
going to see my war buddies. Hope they're still alive.
No teeth. So then I go over to the family. I go, I'll ask the kid, the parents of the kid first, right? Because I'm not going to. So I go over and I go, "I'm sorry. I hate to do this." This is like maybe an hour in, right? This was like a while in.
You're flying.
We're
seat
in their fucking
signs
air.
Are off.
It's
yeah.
crazy they haven't changed his baby's diaper yet. So I'm like, maybe it's not the baby. So I go over and I squat down. And I'm like, "Hey, I'm sorry to do this. I don't know that it's your kid. I think you would probably have noticed, but I smell a poop diaper. And is it your kid?" And she goes, "I don't think so." And then she pulls and shows me her kid's asshole. Is not asshole, but she like shows me the crack.
Spread your cheeks, Johnny. Show this strange lady in the camo.
He waved to me through the legs. Spread the butthole. I inspected it. He was cute. I gave him my number. But so I slipped into his diaper. But she's like, "It's not my kid." And I was like, "Oh my God, it's the fucking..." Because I said to her when she was like upset, I was like, "It just would be weirder. It's worse if I go to him and it's not him than it is if it's you."
Yeah.
So then we realize it's the guy. So I go to the flight attendants. I go, "The man in front of me has shit his pants and it's not getting better. Like, nothing's happening."
You're a shit snitch.
Where I was sitting in the smell of shit. It was like, it was getting into the particles.
I was so hungry and then like I just... couldn't get a shit smell.
She opened the chocolate
smell.
Bar. She started eating this chocolate bar that was just unfortunate. It was smushed from the weather. It was just like, it melded into a shape, you know, just as
I was
the
just
man's
like
head.
Scarfing it down while gagging.
It was disgusting. Ugh. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to say it. Like, I don't know what to do. So I go to them and they're like, "We'll handle it." And I'm like, that's crazy that they're about to like escort this man to the bathroom for what they're going to do. And because I'm mouthing to the woman sitting next to him, it's him. And she's like, "Oh, I know." And So then what they do is the flight attendants come over, brilliant, and they give us each packets of coffee grinds. And so then we just open the coffee grinds and we're just shoving our noses into the coffee grinds for most of the flight until the man. And by the way, every time he shifts, it smells more like shit diaper. Oh, okay?
Can I interject for a second? I don't think that's a brilliant solution at all.
They can't.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. It was the gentleman in 21A, so we are not going to talk to him at all. You're going to have to smell coffee for the rest of the flight. He has feces in his pants. It is true. We have confirmed that. And
he
so
was awake,
smell this.
But you don't understand. He was awake. He was just living the life of a man with shit in his pants.
Someone's got to tell the guy. You got to go clean yourself off.
It was going to be me, though. You know, it was going to be me eventually. But then he gets up to go to the bathroom, and everyone turns to see if there's a poop spot. There wasn't. I mean, he must have been wearing a diaper.
He's got layers.
He had layers, but so then he goes to the bathroom, and I'm just assuming there must be like shitty underwear in the bathroom because he came back and
we
it didn't smell.
Yeah, we had a good.
But that was
hours.
The last hour, so
he might have just been slowly farting for the entire first hour of the flight.
There was shit. It was human shit.
But farts smell very similar to
poop
shit.
Farts,
Annie.
Yes, poop farts.
Poop farts?
Yeah, when you got to take a shit, poop farts.
Wait, hold on, because I got in this fight with my wife too. Farting doesn't mean you have to shit. It's not like a signal that a shit is...
No, but there's a type of fart, a poop fart.
No, there's no types. I mean, there's types of farts, but there's
Do you shit like I shit? Like, obviously not. I think I'm...
Do I shit?
Do you fucking shit?
Does a bear shit in the bathroom here in Montreal?
How many times did I shit before since you've seen me? Twice?
Twice? You've shit twice since I've seen you, and it was at... I saw you starting at 10 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
Listen, you guys...
Okay.
I don't want to out-shit you, okay? But I have a diarrhea problem.
This is a very interesting brag that we're trapped in.
You guys are both right. Poops and farts come from the same place, but it doesn't always mean a fart doesn't mean you got to poop.
Like, all bugs are insects, but not all insects are bugs.
I don't understand.
Did you not go to fourth grade? Sorry. It's the last time I went to school. So
your argument is that the flight attendant, it was her job to talk to him, but like that's kind of comes to like a human rights question. Like, are we allowed to just have shit in our pants? And
I think the answer is yes, right?
Yeah,
I would argue.
I don't think you should.
No,
but I think we're allowed to. Like, because what if the guy goes, "I don't, leave me alone."
I mean, you
what can she do? Like, pull your pants down in front of the whole plane?
Yeah,
what
pull your fucking pants down.
Stand up. Stand up! And then she just like puts dirty boy. Then just hits him with a newspaper in the nose in front of everyone.
Why is this woman next to him being bullied? I mean, the woman was for 4 hours was huffing her sleeve.
But women can be dramatic about stuff like that.
Thank you.
Also, if someone came up to me and asked me, "Did you shit your pants?" Like, I don't care how much I shit my pants. I'm never gonna say yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
What a great interaction.
I would handcuff myself to that seat.
Yes, I did. But the movie's not over.
Isn't there...
But my brother...
Come on, Stephen Strange.
I used to shit myself a lot when I was little. I had constipation problems, and then they gave me laxatives, and they threatened to kick me out of nursery school from diarrheaing so much. And my brothers would say... They would sing to me, "This was my bullying." They go, "Annie Fanny poops in her panties." So that was my number one.
That was from the get-go, because that's young. Nursery school bullying.
Yes, I got shit problems.
I just remember that I shit my pants at Cold Stone my senior year of high school.
I just feel like Cold Stone hasn't been around that long. Obviously, you're older.
And they just put it on the block and start throwing cookie dough in it.
Oh, good.
Thank you for your tip.
Extra fudge.
You don't have to share your stories about shitting your pants, right? You guys understand that?
Yeah,
right.
Why are you
shit shaming your girlfriend right now?
I've heard that story plenty of times before. I'm cool with it. She was young. It's fine.
I shit my pants.
I was 18. I was legal.
Barely.
Everyone in that cold summer.
I had braces. Why do they put braces on adult women in pornos? It stresses me out. We'll talk about that's a different episode. But porn is the only job where you go from teen to MILF in one day. It's just like props or outfit. What about you, Dave? Were you bullied at all? Boston is not Philly tough, but Boston's tough.
Yeah,
they're racist.
And you're like a dark-skinned Jew.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
The worst kind. Well,
really disgusting.
Wait a second.
Did you wear like an Italian horn on a necklace and just pretend to be a Ginzo to get away safely?
No, I just remembered I used to wear a chai necklace, which is so sad.
Chai is 18.
For like a year.
What is that?
I know. We'll talk about it later. It's embarrassing.
I think
it's like a Jewish
symbol for good luck, right?
You know,
it's the number 18. Yeah. Am I
it's
correct?
The word life, it's but the word life. Since every letter has a numerical value, it equals 18. 18.
You know the band Heim? That's them, man.
That's them?
That's the word. That's their shit.
Oh, life. Fuck. Life.
Anyway,
it's fucking deep, dude.
Here's what I'll tell you. What the most bullying I got, actually, this is sad, was from these kids who were 2 years younger than me. And I was in eighth grade and they were in sixth grade, and one of them lived on my block, fucking Scotty McFarlane.
Oh, that is a bully's name.
Yeah, I'll say.
You can rest easily knowing he died in a DWI. He had to have.
They made fun of my physical appearance. And what they did was they called me like rat boy and stuff. And then I have a very weak chin, which I've used this beard to disguise. And
I have the opposite. I have so many chins that I threw a beard on top to hide it.
I added chins later in life. But when I was 13, it was just like it went straight backwards. And they called me liposuction boy. This was their
That's
joke.
That's so flattering. You're like, thank you.
You would think, but they called me that again and again. And I was like, what is that? For a while, I was just baffled. And then I talked to a mutual friend, and their inside joke was that I had gotten liposuction on my chin to the point where it was like,
Dave, how old were you in this?
I was like eighth grade.
Yeah, that's the worst, because they make shit up that doesn't even make sense. It's not good. My brother, I remember his worst bullying. I have a twin brother, and I would like fight. I would bully the kids that bullied him. I would take them fucking down. He hated it, but loathed it. But they would make fun of him. They would call him Gel Boy. They'd be like, you have gel in your hair. And he's like, no, I don't. And he would literally weep. He would come home crying. They keep saying I have gel in my hair. Like, Max, I think you can just.
Did he?
No. And he was tortured by it. Tortured by it.
Oh, that's brutal. We had a kid in our school who got hit in the head with a discus at a track and field meet. And we would just go, heads up in his face in the hallway anytime we saw him. Well, look, and in hindsight, that's awful.
You know, I'd say in hindsight, that's very funny, actually. I mean, there's bullying and then there's funny bullying.
Yeah, at the time, it was awful. In hindsight, it's funny.
Yeah, yes.
I was called Annie Pumpkinhead.
Because that big fucking head of yours?
Yeah, I got a big head. And,
you just grew into
out.
It, right?
I don't know that I've grown into it yet. flat ass.
It's FAS, right? Is that why your head is that size?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, fetal alcohol.
Yeah,
walked right
my
into
brother,
that one, Annie.
My dad's Scotty McFarlane, who's now dead.
Did you have any nicknames, Amir?
Some non-offensive ones.
Can I guess?
Sure. Yeah, you can guess.
I was going to go Juju.
That's pretty good. Juju seven times is correct. It was one of them.
Good
one
counting.
Of my friends called me Beer because Amir rhymed with beer, then Beer Buddy, then Kadir, then basically anything that rhymed with Amir.
So cool.
Again, not offensive at all.
Beer Buddy.
Beer Buddy?
Never queer?
Queer came up very late in life. Again, I am an open homosexual, so it didn't bother me too much.
A homosexual.
Yeah. That's someone, I heard that dick.
Chickpeas.
That's someone who sounds like another homosexual.
Yeah.
Homosexual.
That's funny.
That's perfect. That's what we call riffing.
Well, here's a question. What percentage of comedians do you think were actual bullies versus the other way around? And why is it so sloped against that? Like, why are most people have been bullied?
It's probably a 50-50 split, I would bet.
I would say much more were bullied. Because don't people often say, like, oh, I was trying to be funny because I was my defense mechanism? Right.
Yeah, but, like, if you're not funny, can you develop comedy just because you were bullied? Like, would an unfunny person who got bullied become funny? Or is it just the funniness is drawn out of them? Like, what if you were picked on and you're not funny?
Oh, that must suck.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only thing I've ever had my entire life is like, yeah, I know I'm fat, my dick's little, and I'm sweating in English class, but I'm fucking hysterical. I've memorized Simpsons episodes.
Yeah, but what
Which,
if you weren't
even
funny?
Which, by the way, is huge currency for 13-year-old boys.
Oh, man, I love a good quoter. I love a quote dropper. Most hilarious guy in the world.
What about now when you meet non-comedy friends and they're like, you're like, you're going to love my friend Rick. He's hysterical.
And you're like, I hate him already.
Usually that means that person's an asshole or autistically quotes movies. Like,
he quotes old school.
Yeah, he's always like, milk was the wrong choice. And you're like, all right. That's not old school, but Will Ferrell.
It's a bad example because that is really funny. But like another unfunny quote could be.
I think they were, Yeah, I think most were bullied for sure, right?
That would be my guess.
But then we sort of become bullies in a way, right?
Yeah. Which is lame.
Can I give you my real take on this?
Sure.
No, we don't have any time.
So, we're going for fake.
All right, plugs.
I think that comedians aren't that different than most other people, and that there's this weird desire to look back and go like, were we like this or were they like this? And the chances are it was the same as like
most people's high school experiences sucked. Is what
or that just most
I just
people
think more
were
of us
bullied
were molested
a little
than anything else.
What's that?
I think most of us were molested more than anything else.
Okay,
I got
okay,
bullied by some different tickle fingers, if you know what I mean.
What you were saying? That we were molested more? Is that where you were heading?
You know, it wasn't exactly my thesis, but I guess
actually
we're in that territory.
Antithesis.
Now, so.
And the hat fits, doesn't it, folks?
Wait, I have the nickname Esther the Molester. Annie, I'm sorry.
Don't.
Did you do something to
no,
deserve
just,
that nickname?
No, it just rhymes, so it just came
You're
out. But actually,
yeah, Dave, no, it no, just yeah. rhymes.
I didn't ask other little girls to have sex with me. What are you saying?
That's a very specific type of molesting, asking girls to have sex with you. Would you please have sex with me? Get out of here, Esther the molester. Don't walk past her house. That tiny girl over there, she's a molester.
She'll ask you if you want to do
something. She'll politely ask you.
She's a consensual molester.
Do you know a lot of comedians that were the cool kids in their high school, though?
I think more than ever, there are comedians who are the cool kids in their high school.
Oh, like Viners and YouTubers now?
I don't know.
We're opening the definition of comedian a little too much for my taste.
That's maybe true.
You might be right. The cool kids might be becoming into... Because comedy is cool now.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
No, I think...
Look at us.
Look at how cool we are.
Look at us. We fucking rule.
We've got 30 to 40 people here.
I'm wearing a quarter of a camo shirt right now, so I feel pretty cool. But
I don't think the cool kids or like the confident or the bullies become comedians because they're confident and they don't need all the attention that we all need so badly.
That could be true.
And
they're like,
we'll
be a lawyer.
Yeah, they always... It's one of those things where like without any resistance early on, you just kind of... You like... are skyrocket and you've never had any resistance, so you make it to some point and you're like, hell yeah, now I'm a middle school lacrosse coach.
I feel like bullies are like suffering though, you know, like that they're like trying to hide some shit and they're like,
sure,
because every time someone's talking shit they're just trying to deflect the attention off of themselves, right? Your dick's tiny because their dick's tiny.
Oh yeah, it's why I'm constantly spray
painting
that on.
I don't know why I keep looking into your eyes while I say it.
I don't know why you keep locking eyes with me and saying your
tiny
dick is
dick,
tiny.
Tiny
oh
dick.
Now we offended the tiny dick crew.
Oh, come on. They're going to measure.
Those were the cool kids.
Those were
the centimeter
size. They were like, now they're making fun of cool kids in high school.
We got to wake up early for Frisbee.
My brother's friend they were like all hanging out in high school, and my brother's friend came running down. He's like, guys, I just measured my dick. It's crazy. It's 9 inches. And they were like, dude, you were holding the ruler the wrong way. Literally my favorite story. It's just me bullying telling that story. I'm not going to tell you his name, but it rhymes with...
What if he said 6 inches?
Then he would have
just a funny little mathematical.
I loved it. I was a juvenile delinquent. We didn't learn math. But our bullies were like, all my bullies ended up in prison or dead. So.
Or your father.
My dad's still around.
Yeah. You killed him in jail, though.
My dad stopped being a bully. But my dad's like a roasty bully. Like he once said to me, we were on family vacation. I'd gained a little weight. Put on a few, and I was like diving off of a dock, and as I was in the air, he goes, look, it's Greg Wade Gaines. He's good.
That's good.
Like, you can't be mad at a man with like that. Do you know Greg Gaines, the diver? He had AIDS, he hit his head. It was very famous. You should know about that.
He had AIDS, hit his head, very famous.
It was huge.
Also an Olympic gold medalist.
No, but there was huge controversy because the AIDS was like a new epidemic in the 80s and they didn't know about it. And he hit his head.
They didn't know that chlorine
everywhere.
Killed AIDS, so they freaked out. But now that we know chlorine kills AIDS, you could do whatever you want in these pools.
That's actually the cure for AIDS. Did you know that? You just throw...
Magic Johnson's been swimming so many laps that he's keeping it at bay.
His shoulders are strong. They hate us.
My dad was a serious bully too, like in a fun, like constantly. When my friends, like in like fifth or sixth grade, when I would walk to school, I lived closest to the schools, and my friends would come to my house, and then I would walk out to meet them, and my dad once a week would say something insane, like, and it was often like
to you,
to me, to in front of my friends, would go like, Jonathan, there's a pair of underwear with shit in it on your bedroom floor. Should I just throw it out? Or like, come to soccer practice. He would come to soccer practice. When I'd get out of the car, I'd walk in front of him. He would just roll the car into me slowly. And I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm here. And then I would just be like on my father's hood. And he's like, and then he would like lean on the horn and go, get out of the way, you fat fuck. Like,
my dad called us. He made nicknames for all of us when we were in middle school. Mine was Mustache Barbie, because my mom and I would bleach our mustaches, which is not a good idea. The worst solution to a thing, a non-solution actually, just drawing more attention if the sunlight hits it. But my twin brother had Accutane, so his face was peeling off, and he called him Krusty the Clown. And my older brother, who now has a nose job, had a giant nose, and they kept catching him looking at porn, so he called him Porno Pinocchio. But then my stupid twin brother went and told everyone. And then so everyone in my middle school was calling me Mustache Barbie. So balls got punched. I got in trouble for punching a lot of balls.
And no then, one is safe around your daddy. And then he goes,
so then as a grown up, like when I was like, I don't know, my 20s, my dad and I went to the post office one day and we were just like kind of like fake fighting. And some old woman didn't understand that it was a joke. And she thought I was being rude to my dad. So she pivots like before she leaves and she turns back and she goes, you know what, young lady, you're an itch. And my dad goes, without a beat, he goes, she's more of an unt. And it was gorgeous. It deserves more than you're giving it.
I think ending on the 15th cunt of the show is a good moment. Guys, give it up for Amir, Dave, Esther, Annie. Thanks for coming out to HeadGum Live. Go see more shows at JFL. Look up Annie and Esther. And Amir, you have a show tomorrow night?
Yeah, 10 p.m. somewhere or the other.
And Dave and I will be at the casino all day tomorrow, racking up dollars. So thank you guys for coming out. This has been High and Mighty. I'm John Gabris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.